Hey guys, what if I gave you an idea about starting a retail store online and having a fulfillment center fill your orders for you, and all you do is send them product and collect your profits? Guys, as I mentioned before in the introduction, I'm going to show you guys how to use a fulfillment center to grow a food business online without you actually selling to retailers or even fulfilling the orders, every single order that comes through. I'm going to show you how that works right now, okay? So the first question is, what exactly is a fulfillment center? So I'm going to draw something very simple here and show you. This is a fulfillment center. And we're just going to use the letter F. Fulfillment centers are warehouses that handle all of the logistics of stocking, warehousing, shipping, packing, customer service, everything that, if you've heard the expression of Amazon FBA, if you're familiar with Amazon FBA, which is fulfillment by Amazon, they offer this service, and it's basically them taking care of everything after you either, if you're making your product or if you're reselling a food product, you ship it to them, they put it in the warehouse, and then from there, everything else is taken care of for you. Now, they do charge you fees for that. And it's a little bit higher fees than it would be if you are seller fulfilled, which means that you receive the order, you fulfill the order and ship it, customer service, packing, labeling, all of that stuff. Now, Amazon FBA is not the only company out there that does product fulfillment. So this is the video why I'm explaining this to you. And I'm going to give you a method that you can actually use to create a food business online. And by selling it on certain platforms like eBay, Etsy, Amazon, Bonanza, any of these platforms, that you can actually get a fulfillment center to fulfill the food product shipping for you. They handle the customer service, they'll pack it, they'll label it, and ship it. So let me explain to you how it works. So here you have your fulfillment center, and this is a warehouse, a really bad warehouse, but it's a warehouse. All right, so it is a fulfillment center. Now you have a store on eBay, and we're just going to use letter E, Amazon. And then you have one on Etsy. Okay. And these are the three sites, or I'm just using this as an example. These are the three sites that you're selling on, and you might have your own website. Okay. I'm going to use the letter O for your own. So you have your own website that you're selling products on. But let's say this, you are able to produce this product. It's shelf stable. It has to be shelf stable, by the way. It has to be a product that can't be like a muffin or cake that has to be shipped out to a warehouse, and hopefully in the next 2 months you sell it. These are food products that have long shelf life, so keep that in mind. This method will really work for things like trail mixes, nuts, seasonings, teas, spices, and it goes on and on. Anything that could be on a shelf for a duration of time, this is a great way to do it. So let's say your name is John. John opens up a store. Okay, John, good old John, smiley face. John. John starts a company, and let's just use spices. Okay, I recently did a video on how to start a spice business. I'm going to use that as an example because spices are actually a wonderful way to get a product in the marketplace that its shelf life is very, very long. Okay, so it's something that you don't have to worry about heat and temperature and all of that stuff like that. Spices are a fantastic business to get into. So your fulfillment center is where you ship all of your spices. So John, he has 12 different spices. And again, I'm just using this as an example. He has 12 different products, 12 different seasoning blends. He ships it to his fulfillment center. Now, this warehouse will warehouse it. They'll put it in their inventory. They'll scan it. They'll get it all set up. Now it's ready for them to fulfill the orders. So eBay, you have your product selling. You have one on Amazon. Okay? You have them on Etsy. And when I mean you having them on there, is that you have all of your listings. Your spices are listed and ready to sell on all of these platforms, including your own, okay? And then your own site. So now on Amazon, John just got 20 orders for one of his spice blends. So he has 20 sales. He just got 20 transactions, and he's like, great, now I can fulfill it. Now, there's really two ways to get to wait ways to fulfill this. I'm going to get into one of them, and I'm going to explain to you right now the other one, but I'm going to do more detail about how it works by you doing it. Most of these fulfillment centers, you can also get them tied into your selling accounts on these platforms, and they can automatically fulfill the orders. But I'll do that on a whole other video. But let's just say these fulfillment centers, you have to place the order on your sites. So what I mean by that is once your order is placed here and someone buys 20 items on Amazon and they've got 5 items on eBay. So these 25 customers are excited about your spice. They bought it and they're ready to go. You place an order with the fulfillment center. And of course, every fulfillment center is a little different in how they fulfill the orders. But at the end of the day, it's the same thing. And what I mean is, you're now going to go over to your fulfillment center and tell them, hey, look, guys, I got 25 orders for my spice blend. I need you to ship it out. So your fulfillment center will now fulfill those 25 orders for you, okay? And they're going to pull the product from the warehouse. They're going to box it. They're going to ship it to these 25 customers that just bought the product from you. So in essence, your fulfillment center, whichever one you choose to do, and then I'll do some videos and explain. I'll show you some on the computer of the different fulfillment centers that are out there and the names of them and stuff like that and get you more detail. But I want to explain this method first. So the fulfillment center will fulfill it for you and you're done. Okay? They are there as your retail store. And what I mean by that is a virtual retail store. By utilizing a fulfillment center, there are some benefits compared to selling your product to a retailer. Being online, all of these stores that you've got, you're open to millions of customers. If you sell to a retail store, they're going to buy it at wholesale, which is normally about half the price that it would normally retail for. And that retail price is normally, that's going to be what you could sell it for on your platform without having to take such a huge cut. Now, the only fees that are involved are the fulfillment fees. But in comparison to selling it to a food distributor to sell to a retailer or selling it directly to a retailer and you're taking a loss or a little bit of a cut because you're at a wholesale price, you're better off using fulfillment centers and having your product visible, available to over millions and millions of customers all over the planet instead of just a local retail store that has maybe 10 locations and they get foot traffic of maybe a couple thousand people or a few thousand people a week. Do you see the comparison? So by using a fulfillment center, they're your virtual kind of retail store. But you're open over here. You're open to an enormous amount of potential customers compared to a retailer. Okay? Now, the other thing is that when you use a fulfillment center and you're shipping your spices, right? You're shipping your spices to them. You can control what you're sending them. Okay? Retailers are going to say, hey, Damien, I love the spices. That's so great. You know what? I have 5 stores and I need 20 cases. Can you ship that to me? Yeah. Well, that sounds great. I'm jumping up and down because I think that I'm like, now I'm starting to move product and now I'm making money. But here's the problem. When the retail store doesn't sell your product, it doesn't move as fast as they want it to. They're going to send it back to you. And guess what? You're going to give them a credit because they paid you $200 for your spices and they didn't sell. Normally how it works is that those retailers are going to ask you to give that money back and you've lost out on potential time, sales, money, resources, and energy, all that stuff, everything that you've put into it. And now you have product back. It's been sitting on a shelf in a retail store. Hopefully someone buys it. Nobody's bought it. But you could put it in a fulfillment center. And you do have a window. It's similar to the concept of being in a retail store, but you can control the quantities going in. What I mean by that is that maybe you want to just ship a dozen at a time of a certain product. Okay. Now, when you sell it to a retailer, the retailer is going to say, I want 20 cases. Okay. So now you have to fulfill 20 cases. You're fulfilling what they're wanting you to fulfill, not what you want to fulfill. So by using one of these warehouses, it's going to give you the opportunity to kind of be the retail store. You're the retail store. And you're going to dictate how much is going to go to the fulfillment center and then how much is available on your other stores online. But these are open 24 hours a day, not like a grocery store that opens in the morning, closes around 9 or 10, and then that's it, right? So this is going to give you an opportunity to be open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, And the other thing is let's say during the holiday season, you want to take some time off and travel with your family. By utilizing this method, you don't have to make anything because you're only going to sell what you've put in the fulfillment center. Okay, so if your business is spices, great. These fulfillment centers will fill it for you while you're in Italy traveling with your family or taking a trip to Colorado, whatever it may be. That's the other benefit. It's kind of on autopilot, okay? So the idea is this. You make your food product, or if you don't make food products, you have your own brand, you want to resell stuff, whatever it may be, send it to the fulfillment centers, sell it on these platforms, you get an order, they fulfill it, and they send it to your customers. And you just simply refill the distribution center, you refill your warehouse, and the fulfillment centers are simply just going to say, hey, you know what, Damien, you're low on this spice. We need to, you go ahead and replenish it. You send a couple more cases, and you're done. You don't handle any of the customer service, none of the shipping. Every single order has to be done when you get it. This is a different concept. This is a different way, a different method to do it. So with that being said, I'll wrap it up. I keep my videos kind of short and sweet to the point. Hopefully this gets you excited about the concept. And I'll go into detail and give you some names of some fulfillment centers across the U.S. that do this. And you simply send them your stuff and they'll do it for you. And of course, there's a small fee. But like I said in the beginning of the video, those fees are normally a lot less than when you're selling to a retailer. So I'll see you guys on the next video. And if you haven't subscribed, as always, please hit the subscription button. I'll see you on the next video.